It was 1854. The Crimean War had been underway for about a year. When Russia had invaded Turkish-owned lands, French and British soldiers had rushed over to join the war and help defend the small country. Inside the barrack hospital, another war raged. A battle to keep wounded and ill British soldiers from dying. Yet only the rats and the fleas seemed to thrive. Soldiers lay in misery, squeezed into endless rows. Some didn't even have beds, and many were without blankets or bandages. In the midst of these awful conditions, one remarkable nurse looked past the fleas and filth and made change. That remarkable nurse was Florence Nightingale.
If mountain gorillas are to survive and propagate, far more active conservation measures urgently need to be undertaken. The question remains, is it already too late? Among all researchers who have worked in the African field, I consider myself one of the most fortunate because of the privilege of having been able to study the mountain gorilla. I deeply hope that I have done justice to the memories and observations accumulated over my years of research on what I consider to be the greatest of the great apes.
As a girl, Ada was clever, curious, and inventive. Later, these traits helped her to be thought of as the world's first computer scientist. Ada was the daughter of celebrities, famous from the day she was born. Her father was the legendary poet Lord George Gordon Byron, and her mother was Lady Anne Isabella, Annabella Milbank, a woman who adored maths. The transatlantic slave trade started in the late 1400s and over centuries brought more than 12 million Africans by force to the Americas. The first enslaved Africans in what would become the United States arrived in Jamestown, Virginia in 1619. There were about 20 individuals. By the 1860s, there were nearly 4 million enslaved people in the United States. The nation outlawed slavery in 1865.